Okay, we had a request online to do a little bit on Jewish children education. So I'll do a quick snippet. There are things which you try to do, and you have to get the right minute. It's not like you can always do it. Part of it is sensing where the kid is. Part of it is getting the right timing. But I'll tell you a story where it actually worked out right. I can tell you stories where it worked out wrong. In education, you don't always get it right. So I'll tell you a story where it worked out right. We're boarding the bus. It was Friday afternoon. And a young soldier gets on the bus behind us, soldier with the yarmulke. And the soldier does not have enough money. He doesn't have change, and the driver doesn't have change. And I didn't have change. But this was the day when you could punch your ticket, right? Before they had these Rav-Cabs. So I said to the soldier, you know, he was looking throughout the bus to get change, and he couldn't find change, and the bus is going, waiting for him to find the way to pay. And as the soldier is standing there thinking about his predicament, he pulls out a pack of cigarettes. So he pulls out a pack of cigarettes, and I tell him, look, I have this ticket here. I'll give you the ticket for the pack of cigarettes. So my son says, Abba, you want to smoke? I said, no, I don't want him to smoke. If I take the pack, it's one less pack he'll have. Between now and Shabbos, he probably won't buy another one. It'll, So the guy says, no. So I said, okay. He says, will you pay for me for a ride? It's done. So I said, no. You want the ride? I'll exchange the tickets for the cigarettes. So he continues walking around looking for change. And fine. And my son says to me, why do you care if he smokes? So I said to him, just a second. Let me ask him for a second. I tell the guy, can I borrow your pack of cigarettes? I want to show my son something. So he gives me the pack of cigarettes, and I show him here in Israel, it says smoking kills, right? It's very blunt. You guys notice the signs here, not Surgeon General warning, but you smoke this pack, you will die. They're very, very blunt. So I showed my son the sign on the pack, and my son asks me, is that real? I said, yes, that's why the government puts this warning on. And he says to me, then why would a person smoke? I said, good question, and I went and gave the guy back the pack of cigarettes, right? So if you can, I said to him, now you understand why I was willing to give. He asked me, what are you going to do with the pack of cigarettes? I said, I'll throw it out. I'm not going to smoke it, right? So why are you willing to do that, Abba? Because I care for him. The message came across without pounding it home. Sometimes if you come and tell a kid, don't do it, okay, Abba said, there are a lot of things you said don't do. But if you can find an opportunity where he sees you're willing to help someone else not do it, so you've given him a message without telling him. And very often, those are the messages that stick. So you have to think about it. Meaning, I'm saying sometimes we're tempted to take educational issues head on. Just tell the kid this is how you have to behave. That doesn't work. If you really want the message to get across, find other ways for the kid to hear the message. And then he'll understand. I'll tell you one more story, same vein. Kids were playing with a ball. The ball rolled into the street, rolled under a car. And the kid runs to take out the ball. And I look, and I see the woman in the car, and a kid had just gotten out of the car and closed the door shut. And the kid, so she just dropped off her daughter, and there's this other kid who's on the other side of the car, leaning under the tire to get his ball. And I ran in front of the car, and I told the woman to stop. She shouldn't drive. His head was right by her tire, right? So she stops and says, why? And I point, and she looks back, and she's shocked. She sees this kid under her tire. Her head is there. The kid's head is there pulling out the ball. So she thanked me. She was happy she didn't kill the kid. And I was rushing home. But I saw the kids continue to play, and I saw the ball roll into the street a second time. So I ran over to the kids, and I said, what's going on with this game? You guys are running into the street. And the kid said, and who are you? And I said, you shouldn't be running into the street. And they said, okay, we won't run into the street. And I stayed for another minute, and my son already wants to go home. And he says, Abba, what are you doing? I said, I want to see. I think they are running into the street. And I see they are running into the street. So I go over to take the ball away, and they run away from me. So I said, okay, who are your parents? And they said, we're not telling. I said, where do you live? And they said, we're not telling. So I waited on the side till the ball flew away a fourth time, and I went over and I took the ball. And they said, we're going to call the police. And I said, great. Here's my business card. You could tell them where I live. Here's my card. Your parents can call me. I'll give you back the ball. But your parents have to know what you're doing. And I gave him the card, and it had my name, my number, my address, and I took the ball. And they started picking up rocks and throwing them at me. And I walked away. And my son looked at me and said a line that really blew me away. He said, Abba, why do you care? That's what he asked me. He said, why do you care? You're fighting with them. Why? I said, because they're Jewish children. I don't want them to get hurt. Why shouldn't I care? I didn't tell him you should care about your fellow Jew. He came and asked me, why do you care? The kids followed me all the way home. And I said to them, I'm putting the ball, little rocks, you know, pebbles. They weren't like throwing big rocks at me. And when they came to the house, I went in and I took out igloos, these little ices, and I gave each kid an igloo. And I said, you could have igloos, but you're not getting the ball until one of your parents calls me. And if you want to tell me who your parents are, I'm willing to call them. But I'm not giving you back the ball. Happens to be, one of them was the son of a colleague, the son of a rabbi. And I really knew their parents, and I didn't know I knew their parents. But bottom line, I'm just giving another example. You want to give messages without preaching. So then you have to find ways. I wasn't even intending for that to be an educational moment. Like, that wasn't planned. But he knew we were rushing. And then he saw I'm waiting, as though I have all the time in the world. You want to do education in a way that you don't preach. You give the examples, you talk about things, they get the ideas without coming and saying, do this.